Hello, and welcome to day one of our Lenten meditations. Today, we will be reflecting on fasting from food and its importance in Lenten life. First, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to be ready to enter into this time of prayer with God. Let's start by taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose. And this time, if you can, close your eyes as you breathe out. Acknowledge God now. Acknowledge that in doing this meditation, you would like to grow closer to Him. Acknowledge that you would like to improve your Lenten journey. And we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's start by thinking back on our day, or maybe thinking to the day ahead, if you're listening to this in the morning. Think about where you've seen God's voice today, where you would like to look to hear God's voice today. If there's something you're worried about, ask God for His help. Now, spend the next few moments just sitting with God. Picture His face in your mind and gaze at Him. Now, is there something that you would like to say sorry to God for? Something you would like to make a contrition for? Maybe you hurt someone, or maybe someone hurt you and you responded badly. Or maybe something else entirely. Just think of one thing that you would like God's forgiveness for today. Let us pray the act of contrition. Oh my God, I thank you for loving me. I am sorry for all my sins, for not loving others and not loving you. Help me to live like Jesus and not sin again. Amen. Ash Wednesday, traditionally, in the church, is a day of fasting. This year in particular, Pope Francis has asked all Catholics around the world to offer Ash Wednesday as a day of fasting for the war in Ukraine. Now, I would like you to reflect on how you have fasted today. Think specifically about fasting from food. This doesn't necessarily mean that you have lowered your intake of food. Perhaps you've simply abstained from certain foods. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Some people aren't in a position to fully fast, and that's okay. What matters is that you did what you could with the situation, the circumstances that you're in. What have you gained from fasting today? Perhaps it's weakened your flesh and strengthened your spirit. Perhaps it's made you feel less dependent on the food and other earthly things, and more dependent on God. Perhaps it's helped you feel like you've really made a difference with the intentions that you fasted for, like the war in Ukraine. Whatever it is, meditate upon what you've gained from fasting today. Offer this to God and thank Him for it. Now, how are you going to be fasting for the rest of Lent? This doesn't necessarily need to have anything to do with food, really. It can be social media. It can be gossiping, music, secular music and TV, books, makeup. Now, imagine yourself giving this up for the next 40 days. Imagine yourself giving over these small sacrifices and mortifications to God and saying to Him, "Lord, change my life." Imagine how God is going to change your life over the next 40 days. The reality is that we don't know how God is going to work in our life over the next 40 days. And that's okay. We have to trust in His plan and know that it will be more beautiful, more amazing, more incredible than we could ever have imagined. Give thanks to God now. God, who is so deserving of our praise, who does so much for us and blesses us so fully. If you're not sure what to say, just meditate on the words, "Jesus, I adore you." Now, open your eyes. Perhaps you feel peaceful, or joyful, or any other emotion, even if it's a negative emotion, it's still valid. Just acknowledge your emotions. Don't judge yourself. Don't think anything of your emotions, just acknowledge them and remember them. Now, as we finish up this meditation, let's say an Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day.